Deuteronomy, chapter 6. Now this is the commandment, the statutes, and the ordinances, which Yahweh your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land where you go over to possess it. That you might fear Yahweh your God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you, and your son's son, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with you, and that you may increase mightily, as Yahweh, the God of your fathers, has promised to you, in a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh our God, Yahweh is one. And you will love Yahweh your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words, which I command you this day, will be on your heart. And you will teach them diligently to your sons, and will talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you will bind them for a sign on your hand, and they will be for frontlets between your eyes. And you will write them on the door posts of your house, and on your gates. And it will be, when Yahweh your God will bring you into the land which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give you, great and goodly cities, which you didn't build. And houses full of all good things, which you didn't fill, and cisterns cut out, which you didn't cut, vineyards and olive trees, which you didn't plant, and you will eat and be full. You be careful not to forget Yahweh, who brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slaves. You will fear Yahweh your God, and him you will serve, and will swear by his name. You will not go after other gods, of the gods of the peoples who are round about you. For Yahweh your God in the midst of you is a jealous God. If you do, the anger of Yahweh your God will be kindled against you, and he will destroy you from off the face of the earth. You will not try Yahweh your God, as you tried him in Massah. You will diligently keep the commandments of Yahweh your God, and his testimonies, and his statutes, which he has commanded you. And you will do that which is right and good in the sight of Yahweh, that it may be well with you, and that you may go in and possess the good land which Yahweh swore to your fathers. To thrust out all your enemies from before you, as Yahweh has spoken. When your son asks you in time to come, saying, "What is the meaning of the testimonies, and the statutes, and the ordinances, which Yahweh our God has commanded you?" Then you will say to your son, "We were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt, and Yahweh brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And Yahweh showed signs and wonders, great and intense, on Egypt, on Pharaoh, and on all his house, before our eyes. And he brought us out from there, that he might bring us in, to give us the land which he swore to our fathers. And Yahweh commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear Yahweh our God, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive, as at this day. And it will be righteousness to us, if we observe to do all of this commandment before Yahweh our God, as he has commanded us."